Hi, this is Ron LeGrand, and the purpose of this lesson is to give you some ideas on how to find all the for sale by owner sellers that you'll need to run your business. In fact, I'm going to tell you about what we do in our business and what seems to be working for my students all over the country. I hope you know what I mean by for sale by owner. That's a FSBO, as it's commonly called, and that's any seller who is selling their own home. It's not listed with a realtor, and of course, it's not bank owned. The first step to finding these folks is to first make sure we have a way to capture the information once we found them, and that's my property information sheet. This property information sheet is designed so you can get the information that you need, but more importantly, it's been updated in the last couple of years, so it literally asks the important questions that you'll have to determine whether the seller is a suspect or a prospect. And in fact, this sheet is so good that the virtual assistant can use it and get yes or no answers to the questions that are critical to whether you move forward or not. Those questions are, will you sell the house for what you owe on it if the asking price is close to the debt? Or will you lease purchase it if there's a mortgage on it with or without any equity? The same question is asked whether it's over leveraged or whether it's got a mortgage and there's some equity. And then, of course, if it's free and clear, there's a question on there that says, will you take your equity in monthly payments? If these come back a yes, then you know you have a prospect. And that's why I think it's easy to see that this sheet is so critical to your business of buying and selling houses that are seller-owned, pretty house business, as we call it. Now, you can find this property information sheet in several places. One is, if you go to ronlegrand.com on the home page, you'll find a line down there that says virtual assistant training. You can find it there and get a 17-minute video on how to fill that sheet out properly. You can also get it at ronlegrand.com/FSBO, and you'll find it on our Gold Club site. If you're not a Gold Club member, I might strongly suggest that you go to ronsgoldclub.com and get to be a member, because if you're going to be buying in real estate for very long, you're going to wind up being a member. It's only $59 a month, and it's just got a mountain of resources there, including a lot of training on about what I'm about to discuss with you, as well as the all of forms and agreements that you'll need to do business in any part of the real estate business, residential or commercial, and just enormous amount of other benefits that I'm not going to go into on this lesson. So easy to find the sheets also in your green Pretty House cash flow system if you happen to have that. Actually, scratch that. The updated version of it is in the purple Control Without Ownership system, which is the one that contains the ACTS course. So step one is you've got to get that sheet, because that's the sheet you're going to use to capture the information when we get a hold of these sellers. All right. The next thing you're going to have to ask yourself is, who's actually going to make the calls to these sellers to capture the front-end information? And there you really only have three choices. It's either going to be you or someone in your family, or it's going to be a VA that you find, a virtual assistant, or it's going to be a VA that we will furnish to you. So let's discuss all three of those briefly before we get into how to locate these sellers. Most people start in the business and make these calls themselves to these sellers who are advertising their houses for sale, and fill out a few property information sheets. And you know what? I would suggest that you probably do the same thing. You won't do it long, but you might want to do it if you're beginning, because it's important that you see what you're putting a virtual assistant through to get these leads for you. It's a considerable amount of work to try to hunt people down, call them on the telephone, and get them to answer the phone. And, of course, most of the folks that you call who are advertising their house for sale are kind of a worthless waste of time anyway. So let's start with why I don't want you calling them after you've done it a little while, and then we'll get into the easy way. Here's what's going to happen if you insist on calling these sellers for more than a couple weeks. Number one, you're not going to like what happens, because most of the people you talk to are going to try to pre-screen you. They're not good prospects for you, and they're kind of a worthless waste of your time. you besides, you don't like doing it. You don't really want to do it. So I would suggest to you, you know, why continue doing something that you don't really want to do? I've always said, don't try to master what you're not good at. Delegate it. Let somebody else do it. And of course, that's the next subject we're going to discuss, because that's what I really want you to do after you find out what's involved in that. It's a lot better that you know what you're asking someone else to do, because you've done it, and then you can relate to them better and, if necessary, help train them as well. You're going to get demotivated. There is no way you're going to call 15, 20, 30 people a week and not get demotivated when most of them turn out to be a waste of time, and some of them are hard to talk to. Some of them have a chip on their shoulder, and they take it out on you because you were the next person to call. It never ceases to amaze me that people run an ad, said they want to sell their house, and then when you call them, for somehow they act like they're mad at the world sometimes. Now, I don't want you to believe that that's the case for all. In fact, most of the people that you will call on the telephone are very glad you called, very eager to talk to you, and want to figure out a way for you to buy their house. But for a beginner, it won't take too many of those not-so-pleasant calls before you will hate it more and more. And, you know, I got to warn you right here and now, if these property information sheets don't get filled out, you just don't have a business. So soon you're going to stop calling. And if you stop calling, there goes your buying machine. And next thing you know, you're doing a lot of worthless grunt labor things to make you feel busy, but you're not getting anything done. You're not getting any checks. And the reason is because you're not getting any prospects. So I can't impress upon you strongly enough how important it is that right from the beginning, you make sure you have a consistent flow of leads, as we call them, so that you can screen out the prospects from the suspects and quickly only deal with the people who really want to deal with you. So your first choice is do it yourself. Your second choice is that you find and train a VA and or somebody in your family. And there are folks out there that are doing that right now. The upside is it's probably a little cheaper than our VA. The downside is you got to find them. You got to train them. You got to monitor them. And you got to pay them. And then when they crap out on you, you got to replace them. What I just described to you is exactly what we do at our VA service, which we have here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we created that service strictly to keep you from having to go through the process of having to find, train, replace, and monitor a VA who's caught making these calls for you. In fact, that whole company that we started called Eagle Virtual Assistants became a reality when we knew that there was a big gap in our students generating leads if we didn't find and train somebody to do it for them. So in fact, we have that available to you now. You can get the information by calling our office at 904-262-0491 and just asking to talk to someone about hiring a VA. And there is a video, incidentally, about our VA service on the Gold Club membership site. It's video number 105 to make your search easy. Punch the training session at the top of the bar and then go down to video 105. And that's where Jennifer Shedlin, the COO of Global Publishing, and I did a training on what virtual assistants can do for you and what they can't do for you, and why we think it's a great idea if you get one. Because again, if you do not generate these leads, your buying machine is dead and your business is dead. And that's why I like the idea of you putting it on autopilot, making it someone else's job, getting yourself out of the way, and let us do all of the work of getting you leads. These virtual assistants will call leads online for you, and that means they'll literally generate leads for you and then send them to you, and that's completed property information sheets. And, of course, they will call all the leads that you produce, which we're about to discuss, and get you back to property information sheets so that you can then do what you should be doing, and that's calling the sellers, not doing all the front-end calling. You will also find, on the Gold Club site, you'll find all kinds of training lessons and videos and so forth concerning this very subject. But very important that regardless of your choice, you doing it, you hiring a VA and training them to do it, or we do it, it must be done, or everything else that I'm about to discuss here is of little importance. let's go on to where to find these leads at now. So far, a little recap. You've downloaded your property information sheet and understand that without that, you got no business. And then secondly, we have put in place who's actually going to call on the front end on ads from FSBOs and fill out that sheet. Now, remember, it is your responsibility to take that information and call the yeses and then determine whether you got a deal or not. And honestly, you should get trained on that before you try to follow up on those leads, because generating these leads and not knowing what to do with them will just lead to frustration. So I'm going to assume that you've had some kind of training here. You've either got my Control Without Ownership course or you've been to my Quick Start School. And frankly, if you don't have either one of those, you probably should think very seriously about getting them as fast as possible. We also have a virtual training now that you can get, which is really my 4-day boot camp, Quick Start Real Estate School, online, so you can take it right there without leaving your desk. So I think you'll find that at ronlegrand.com/VT, which stands for virtual training. So we're at the point now where we're got our lead generating and recovery in our mind, exactly what we're going to do. Now we got to figure out where to find these FSBOs. So let's move on. Number one, the easiest way to find them is all of the people that are advertising on various websites that they want to sell their house. One of our big sources here at Global, and in my personal business, which we buy 6 to 12 houses a month, incidentally doing the exact same things that I'm instructing you to do here right now, we find leads in our business just like I'm asking you to do it. Craigslist is a big source. Go on Craigslist and look for sale by owners, but also look for the renters. Look for the landlords. We find those are really a great source to find leads. Those folks are sometimes very motivated, and you can offer them a way out with various things. Lease options are buying with owner financing, and sometimes all cash deals, and sometimes just taking over the debt subject too. Many landlords would love to find an exit strategy. So Craigslist is a good source. And I'll tell you what I like about Craigslist the most is that it's got to be constantly updated. The downside is it's got to be constantly updated. And the upside is it's got to be constantly updated. So you know all the information on it is fresh, unlike many of the other sites that you're going to run across out there where ads sit on them for months and they're a waste of everybody's time. Zillow is another source, Zillow.com. We are finding some pretty good leads off of Zillow. And then, of course, what I strongly suggest you do is go to Google, good old Google. Don't know how we got along without Google. And just type in, I want to buy a house in your city. And up will pop a bunch of sites where people advertise that their house is for sale. Now, what I suggest you go do from there is go and just pick out two or three of them that you like and call a couple of those ads on there and find out if their property, if the ads are current. What I'm looking for are get rid of the sites where the ads have been on there for months and months and months and it's a waste of time. Like buyowner.com, I can tell you is a waste of time. Forsalebyowner.com, waste of time. Those ads just sit there and lay and lay and lay. So you're looking for the ads or the sites with the most current ads. You don't need but two or three or four sites in total. It will get you more leads than you can handle. And remember, if you're hiring our VA, we're doing all of that for you. We're going online, searching out your ads in two counties that you're assigned, calling them for you, and then sending you the property information sheets. In fact, we have two full-time virtual assistants that don't do anything but source the leads so that our other staff that calls them will focus on doing just that. In fact, part of our team does nothing but call FSBOs for you. That's all they do all day. So, go find some websites, Craigslist, Zillow, then go to Google and find some more. And the problem is sometimes you don't get the phone numbers, so you have to actually email them and ask them to send you back the phone numbers, and then your VA calls and fill out the sheet, or you do, until you get a VA. If they do have the phone numbers, great. Just pick up the phone and call them, or send the lead to your virtual assistant and let them call them if you're set up. Now, the problem with these online leads are that they are the lowest quality leads that you're going to turn up. Let me give you some statistics as of this taping. Our virtual assistant service keeps pretty good track of our results of getting yes or no answers. Remember, I'm talking about yes or no to I'll sell for what I owe, or I'll lease purchase, or I'll sell with owner financing. Those yes answers are our prospects. They rise to the top, and they're the folks we're going to call first. Now, you should call all the no answers as well, because some of those will turn into yeses. And, of course, many of your yes answers will turn into no's. So we start by calling the yeses, then we get to the no's. We call them all. But here's what we've discovered. If we get our leads, our FSBO leads, from multiple sources, which I'm getting into in a minute, our overall yes ratio is about 40%. That means if you put them all in a pot, online leads, offline leads, and all lead sources, about 40% of the people that our VAs call, we get a yes answer from. That's outstanding. In fact, that means that there's a lot of motivated sellers out there, and you're never going to run out of them. However, we also know that if the only lead source that we get are those leads that are run online, our hit ratio for yeses is only in the low 20s. So what that tells us is that the leads where people post them online, for some reason, are less quality leads, and it takes more of them to get a yes answer than if you add some additional lead sources. The source of your lead is very, very important, and it's important that you understand that the easy way is just sit around and wait somebody to call all the online leads and send them to you. If not careful, you can develop the attitude, well, it's their job to send me leads. It's their job to do all this front-end work. Why should I bother? Well, that's a very dangerous attitude, because you may assign your VA to go find you leads, but your VA is not responsible for your business. You are responsible for your business. And if you're not getting enough leads, it is your fault, not your VA's fault. Yes, you have to monitor your VA. You certainly have a direct link to ours, both by phone and by email. And then you have a manager also that you can contact. But if your VA is not doing the job, whining and bellyaching about it is not going to accomplish anything except give you a good excuse for failure. Again, if these leads are not coming in, it is your fault, not your VA's fault. So I'm going to strongly suggest, and I do mean strongly suggest, that you do not wait for your VA to produce online leads for you, and that's the only thing you do in your business. It's a good source. And in fact, I got to tell you that right now in our business, Eagle Home Buyers, which is the name of my company that buys and sells houses, I don't think we're doing anything except having VAs call leads. It feeds us enough to keep Scott busy and keep the team busy. And we get enough deals out of that to where, honestly, 6 to 12 deals a month are coming mostly from that source alone. But that may or may not apply to where you live. That will vary all over the country. Some areas have more FSBOs than others. Incidentally, do not be fooled into believing that your area doesn't have FSBOs. There's not a city in the United States or Canada that doesn't have people trying to sell their own homes. And if a VA tells you they can't find any FSBOs, take that with a grain of salt. If you believe there are no FSBOs where you live, think again. There are FSBOs everywhere. But if for some reason you can't find the FSBOs, or you're not doing enough to find the FSBOs, then there are other ways to get these leads, and I'm going to go through them right now. And in fact, I can tell you that there's always people who are selling their homes. And the good news is sometimes they're advertising and sometimes they're not. So if calling FSBOs doesn't get you enough, the next thing I would do is put somebody or some buddies out in the field and look for sale by owner signs in front of houses. My friend, this is one of our best sources. Upside, they work. For some reason, some of the people who put for sale by owner signs in front of their houses don't do any other advertising. That's all they do. I can't explain why. I just know that they are a good quality source of leads. And you certainly know they're fresh and new. They wouldn't have the sign in front of the yard and the house is still for sale. Downside is somebody's actually got to go out and do the work to find these folks. So online, you know, a VA just sits there and looks online. That's easy. But let me tell you right now, those who will do what it takes, not what's convenient, are the ones that's going to make the most money. So here's what I want you to do to get FSBO signs into your life. Surely you must know several people, and I would say I'm saying several because I think you ought to have at least three or four people riding around looking for FSBO signs. Now, this is not a full-time job. It's something that someone does to make some extra money. Do you have any adult children that have a car? Do you have any parents that have a car? Do you have any friends or relatives or anybody you know that has a car and wants to make some extra money? We pay $10 to anyone who will snap a picture with their cell phone of a house with a FSBO sign in the picture so that the phone number is readily apparent and bring it to us after they have called them and filled out the property information sheet. So let me say that again. $10 will get the picture and the phone call already done, so you don't even have to send it to your VA or call them yourself. Now, not everybody is going to be capable of making these calls and getting that sheet filled out. So if that's the route you want to take, it will take some training on the part of your callers. You can't just sit somebody down and say, here, call this and get all this information. It's somewhat of an art to get all the facts, to get the loan information, and to make sure we get yes or no answers to the questions in the middle of your property information sheet. And again, not everybody wants to do it or is qualified to do it. So if they do not want to make the calls and fill out the sheets, we pay them $5. So for every photo you bring me of a nice house in a nice neighborhood with a FSBO sign in the front yard, you get $5. Now you just simply send that picture to your virtual assistant, if you have one, and they'll make the call, they fill out the property information sheet, and then send it to you. Either way, you'll probably have a mixture of both, but do not rely on one person looking for FSBO signs, because they're going to crap out on you. An absolute certainty in business is that people are going to stop doing what they say they're going to do or never get around to doing what they say they're going to do. People will always make you big promises about what they will do, but that doesn't mean they're going to deliver on those promises. Most will go out and ride around a little bit and say, well, I didn't find any FSBO signs, so I'm going to quit. I don't want to do this job. So the more you have doing that, the better. Now, the key is you should divide them areas. You don't really want people going into the same neighborhood and bringing you duplicates of the same house, even though you might get a few. And then if you assign an area or a subdivision or two or three or four to someone and they don't deliver, just whack them and go get somebody else to take over those subdivisions. Where I suggest that you send these folks are in the beautiful homes, beautiful neighborhoods, at your median price where you live and up. If you don't know the median price where you live, ask Siri. She will tell you. That's the voice on the Apple products. Or go to Google and type in, what's the median price house? And up it'll pop. From there up, because we want beautiful homes and beautiful neighborhoods, not crap in crappy neighborhoods. The most money you're going to make in the pretty house business is median and up. And if you let me train you, I'll show you that the real money today is made in the houses that are about double your median, all the way up to no upper limit. I love the $750,000, $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million houses out there today, because frankly, those folks are easier to deal with than the ones with the cheap, low-end houses. So go send them in the neighborhoods where you want good leads on good quality houses. My friend, your best money is going to come from the beautiful homes and the beautiful neighborhoods, because that's where people who have thousands of dollars to put down on a lease purchase or to buy with owner financing are going to be looking. So when you can provide that product, you can make some big money fast by simply dealing with the people who want a lease option or owner financing and then passing those on to your tenants or tenant buyers or buyers. So you got to tell your people where you want leads, and most certainly tell them where you don't want leads. Pick out the crappy zip codes where you live. Pick out the areas where you don't want to buy houses under any condition, and tell them, you bring me anything from those areas, I'm not going to pay you. So I think you can probably figure out where you want to go. Just ask yourself, well, where would I want to live and above? And that's where you want leads from. Incidentally, your postman might be a good source. You might want to catch your postman and ask him if he could just simply do what I just suggested on his route, and you pay him $5 for each one that he brings in. Remember, all he's bringing in is a photograph on a cell phone. He emails them to you, and you pay him $5 for each. You do the same thing for your garbage man. Your garbage man would love to do this on FSBOs on their route. And then tell them to keep bringing you the new ones as the signs pop up. Anybody who's traveling your neighborhoods every day is a really good source to bring these leads to you without having you to assign someone to go out in the field. And honestly, there's no reason why they shouldn't do it. They're already at the house. They don't have to spend any gas. They don't have to take any of their own time. They're just making some extra money while they're doing what they normally do every day. So the more of those you can get, the more areas you can get those in. You're just going to have to figure out what time the postman delivers in whatever areas you want to go, and be there when he delivers, and him or her, and meet them and see if you can convince them why they should do this. Not a big deal. All right. So I want signs in the front yard. And I'm telling you, if you take the time to set up the source of making that happen, you will like your results when those leads are called. And if you're at the point right now listening to this and you feel lost on what you're going to do with the leads when you get them again, please make a point to check our training out. You can find my 4-day school on ronsquickstart.com. And you can call our office and get information on it at 800-567-6128, 567-6128, 800, and make a point to get it one scheduled in your life. This 4-day training is the one that creates an awful lot of careers and puts people in a position to where they, when they get these leads, they know exactly what to do with them. And with a little practice and time, you become an expert at this. And next thing you know, you're spending very, very little time in your business and creating some tremendous results, which is really the whole purpose of what we do. My whole goal is to help you get your life back, not have it sucked up into a business. And I'm going to caution you, the more of this grunt work you do, the less time you're going to have to get anything important done. You don't want to be calling these leads very long. You don't want to be doing anything that you can get someone else to do for you for very small amounts of money. All right, so we talked about FSBO signs, and we talked about having a VA calling ads. Now, let's talk about you running some ads. The same sites that you go to buy houses from are the sites that you would run ads that you have houses for sale and that you want to buy houses. These sites, once you find them, you use them for both getting in and getting out. You should always have an ad that says you buy houses. It doesn't have to be a fancy ad. Don't really worry about trying to get the ad perfect. The thing you got to focus on is getting the ad posted. I buy houses, any condition, any area, even if over leveraged. Walk away today. Let me say that again. I buy houses, any area, any condition, even if over leveraged. Walk away today with your phone number and your email address. Make sure both of them are in the ad. Now, of course, you need to make sure you ask yourself, okay, well, the phone number's in there now. Where's it going to go? Well, somebody should be answering that telephone from those sellers. I know in the beginning it's going to be you, but soon I hope you will use the service that we've set up and worked with for years to take those calls live for you and then forward them on to your VA through you to call and get the property information sheet filled out. We use Pat Live. It's a 24-hour answering service that takes these calls live, fills in just a few questions, and then forwards them to where you direct them to go to. And in fact, if you'll go to patlive.com/Ron LeGrand, patlive.com/Ron LeGrand, you will see that they're already set up and waiting on you. And I strongly suggest that you pick the Ron LeGrand Recommends program, which is $149 a month, but you get 250 minutes of a live human being answering the calls from your sellers and then sending them to you. Now, note here, I do not want Pat Live filling out property information sheets for you. Now, that's not what I want you to do. All they need to do is collect the name, do you have a house for sale, the address, and their phone number. That's all Pat Live needs to do for you. Name, do you have a house for sale, address of the house, and the phone number. And the script is, they already have the script. It's very simple. It just says that Ron or Mary Jo or whoever will be calling you back shortly. If you don't do it that way, next thing you know, you got Pat Live running up a pretty good-sized bill on you and still leaving a lot of gaps in the property information sheet. My friends, Pat Live is not trained to do what RVAs are trained to do. They're not trained to get to the answers, and they don't have default lines to answer objections when they're like you know, my mortgage balance is none of your business, which you'll hear occasionally. Our VAs are trained to go through all of that and still get yes or no answers to the right questions and fill in all the blanks. Pat Live is not, and I will not, so do not let them fill out your sheets for you. Their only purpose is to capture the information 24 hours a day with a live human being and then forward it on to you, and then you decide which ones you want to forward to your VA to call, whomever that may be. And that's the very simple system. If you don't do it that way, pretty soon you're going to make a mess of it and screw everything up. So don't allow that to happen. Let the people do what they do best, get out of their way, so you can do what you do best. Your job is to follow up on these leads after you get them completed with yes or no answers. Don't get involved in the front-end process, and I promise you, you'll like your business a whole lot better. So again, that's patlive.com/Ron LeGrand. And if you don't get them to answer the phone, that just leaves you answering it. And we've been through that. You're going to miss a lot of calls. You're going to take them when you least expect them. Don't want them. Don't have a property information sheet in front of you, in a bad mood, or in the middle of something, or they get a busy signal when they call, and numerous other things that will happen if you do not get out of the habit of answering the phone. You hang around me very long, and you're going to quickly learn that there's very little for you to do if you let other people do it, so you can focus on the important thing. Your job, very simple, make call after pre-screened, get contract signed, and then put it out on the market to get it sold by running some ads on the websites, putting up a few signs, and then selecting the best quality buyer with the most money that comes at you. If you'll do like I trained you to do, you'll find this business is not that complicated and doesn't take much of your time. All right, so running ads. You should run as many ads as you can, certainly on Craigslist. And I suggest that you run several ads on Craigslist, and don't forget they have to be updated every couple of days. The more ads you run, the better chances of hits you're going to get. Just change up your ads. And on Craigslist, if you will put some characters in your ad, like little stars or asterisks or something, do what you can to draw attention to your ad so that it looks a little different than all of the rest of them on there. So here calls come to Pat Live. Pat Live sends them to you. After they fill out get the few answers, then you send them directly to your VA. VA makes the call, fills out property information sheet, and gets yes or no answers and forwards them back to you. All that is done while you're not even involved in it. So use the resources. All right, and lastly is yellow letters. You've probably heard about our yellow letter. We invented those about 12 years ago now, and it's kind of changed the industry. Yellow letters is the highest producing tool we've ever used to get sellers to call us. Now, good news is you probably will be able to generate enough leads without even using yellow letters. Bad news is, if you do want to use yellow letters, you better get some training on it, or you're going to make a lot of mistakes and waste money because you don't know the simple facts that make the yellow letters work. If you don't know what I'm talking about by the yellow letter, it's really a handwritten, it's an envelope, it's a invitation size envelope with a handwritten address on it. At least it looks handwritten. Well, it is handwritten on the envelope with a live stamp and then a return address on the flap. The flap is tucked in, it is not sealed, and inside there's a yellow notebook sheet, one piece of yellow notebook paper lined with a handwritten letter that says, "Hi, my name is Ron, my wife is Beverly, we'd like to buy your house at the address of the house, please call me at," and the phone number. Of course, that phone number is the Pat Live number. When these letters get mailed, if they're done correctly, they will get somewhere between 10 and 30% of the people you mail to call you back. And the results on these things are just incredible. I'm not going to go into why they work so well here. However, you can get training on yellow letters in several places. Number one, there is a lesson on our Gold Club site. It's lesson number 12. You have to go into training at the top bar and scroll on down, and it's down a ways. Lessons are not in order, so just scroll down to lesson 12, and it's got yellow letters in it. That yellow letter training will teach you why the yellow letter works and exactly how to use it. And if you do not take that training, it's going to cost you dearly, because most people make a mess of the yellow letter because they don't follow instructions exactly as we've laid them out. Believe me, we've been mailing yellow letters for years and years and years, and we know what works. We've tested everything. And fortunately for you, we got somebody to do all that for you. So first, go get trained on yellow letters if you want to use them. There's also training on them in my green Pretty House cash flow system, if you happen to have that. And we train on that in our 4-day quick start school and on our 4-day virtual training, which is 18 modules that you go through from home of our quick start school and get tested after every module and get a diploma when you graduate. All of those sources you'll learn about the yellow letter campaign. Now, when you mail these letters, the key, of course, is selecting the right list and doing them correctly as I just described. Hand address envelope, letter inside looks hand addressed, even though it's really not. It's printed to look like it's hand addressed. However, the address of the house is inserted by hand in the middle of the letter, and the flap is not sealed but tucked in, and the return address is on the flap and in a live postage stamp. If they're done that way and done correctly, exactly as I lay out with nothing added, they will produce results. So what results they produce depends on the list selection. And here's where I suggest that you get help, because there's a pretty good list of lists that you can mail to. For example, we mail to free and clear houses with good results, because that's one of my favorite targets. And you can target your area, you can target your price range, you can target almost anything. Whoever selects your list for you should know the list selection business and how to get the best quality list right up front without you having to go spend a lot of money putting things in the mail to figure out what works. The company we use is LegrandYellowLetters.com. Legrand, singular, LEGRAND, YellowLetters, plural, .com. They will do all of the work for you. They will pick your list for you with your guidance. They will prepare the letters, stuff them, and stamp them if you want, and even mail them if you want, however you don't want. If you're going to use a yellow letter service, here's a couple of tips. Number one, don't let them stamp them. You can stamp them when you get them, because I want you to have them mail them back to you in a box. Don't let them drop them from their city. I want you to drop them from your city, and I want you to drop them as you need to drop them. Now, the minimum order is going to be 1,000 letters, but that's not 1,000 stamps. That's just 1,000 letters, and I don't want you to mail 1,000 of them at any one time, because you shouldn't mail more than 200, maybe 300 a week in any given week. You're going to see that when the calls come in on these things, you're going to have a lot of follow-up work to handle when they do come in. So let LegrandYellowLetters.com do their thing. There, if you let them stamp them, it's about a buck and a quarter a letter, all in total. However, they will take the price of the stamp off and let you stamp them as you mail them, thus cutting down the cost of doing 1,000 letters at one time. Now, you can order more, but just order 1,000 at a time in the beginning. Test it out. Test out a few lists. See what works for you. And then you can increase as the results dictate. So if you take out the cost of a stamp, you're down in somewhere in the 60-some-odd cents range just to get the letter prepared and mailed back to you so that you can stamp them and mail them from your city as you see fit. I like that because you know how many you got. You know you got what you paid for. And you can control the mailing. When you drop these things in the mail, it's going to be probably 2 days before they even arrive. So once you test that, you can see about when you can expect the calls to come into Pat Live so you can time your follow-up. Now, listen, if you're going to drop yellow letters, you've got to understand that you're playing the numbers game. Depending on the list you choose, you're going to get calls, but most of them are going to be worthless. So let's get that straight right now. If I'm mailing to just a targeted list in an area and I don't even know they have a house for sale, which you won't, I'm just mailing to homeowners, like maybe free and clear homeowners with houses worth $300,000 or more, say, most of those people are not going to have a house for sale. You can expect maybe 4 or 5% of them to have a house for sale, and you can expect anywhere from 15 to 30% of them to call you back, but most of them are calling you back to tell you they don't have a house for sale. This is why you want Pat Live taking these calls, not you. Do not do a yellow letter campaign and take these calls yourself. It will drive you nuts. So do what I ask you to do. I promise you it'll work out a whole lot better. So if you want to mail yellow letters, you know where to go. You know about what it's going to cost you. Mail a couple hundred a week max, test your results, and then decide where to go from there. However, caution again, you do not need to mail yellow letters to get all the leads you want. In fact, I would suggest you don't even spend the money until you've tested the other things that I just showed you. I promise you they will work, and if they're not working, find out why they're not working. Don't give up on them. There are more FSBOs in your city than you can ever get at, and they're either advertising online or they're putting signs out in front of their house. And so if you run some ads and get some of them to call you, maybe even do a few things like put out some business cards and so forth. Let people know you're in the house business. Maybe you even want to wrap your vehicle with an I Buy Houses sign. You probably have seen some of those. Little things like that. But you can count on a consistent flow of leads from VAs calling FSBOs and from yellow letters. And you'll get quite a few from people calling you. The more ads you get out on these free sites, the more people that will call you. And next thing you know, you've got way more leads than you can follow up on. So do not bite off more than you can chew. Remember, it won't do you a bit of good to generate a great big pile of leads that you're never going to follow up on. So start slowly. Get 5, 10, 15 of these things a week, and you'll find if you get that many filled out property information sheets that you've got more than enough to keep you busy and probably easily do 1, 2, 3 deals a month. So, I hope that helps. With that said, happy hunting. Finding sellers is not difficult at all. It's never been easier than it is today with the technology and the use of the virtual assistants. Use these tools. And if you need training, please contact us and get the training. It's a very inexpensive cost to you to get the training. It's a very expensive cost to you if you do not get the training. And lastly, let others do what they do best, so you can do what you do best. See you soon. This is Ron LeGrand.